be with you.
And
the reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Like I promised in the previous Mass that today I will tell my stories. I went to visit my family in Nigeria for about 3 weeks. It was nice being home. My dad celebrated a 94th birthday. And the family, we are there with him to celebrate with him. I had some pictures which I will share with you. Another thing that was very important to me, it was an opportunity for me to visit my elementary and my high school. Because as a little child going to school, I remember in those days, I kept feeling, oh, how I wish when I grow and I become someone better, I will come back to give back. So that was what I did. So before that time, I was able to buy 300 back parts and some writing materials. So before I could get home, those things were ready. And I used that opportunity to visit. I went to the schools and I shared those things to them as a way to encourage them. And during the time I was speaking to them, I reminded them that this is an opportunity that they should not miss, because education is the bedrock of everything. And the kids were so happy. I saw them carrying their backpacks at the back and going home. They were very happy, and that was my joy. It was one of the things that I really, really cherished. And thank God I was able to accomplish that mission. So that's my story. My dear friends, today we are celebrating the conversion of St. Paul. Before he was converted, his name was Saul. And this story was one of the stories that really shaped my mind and encouraged me to think about preaching the gospel of Jesus. But one thing we have to learn about his conversion was someone who was killing Christians. At a time, there was a metanoia. There was a complete turnaround. And he dedicated his life in preaching the word of God. to the extent that he preached more than the original apostles of Jesus. And he wrote many letters that we read today. His conversion reminds us of the abundant grace of God. His conversion reminds us that God's love has no limit. Even when we hate him, he still loves us. Even when we go against him, he still loves us. Look at Saul. He was killing the Christians. Still, God loved him. And God touched his soul that he converted. His name was changed from Saul to Paul. Not just the name change, but the complete change of life. So, my dear friends in Christ, it is not too late. It is never late to think of what we can do for God. God is inviting all of us. There are so many things that we can do. There are so many blessings, so many gifts that God has given to us. Just to use one of it to build his community. And when we do that, God will always reward us. Now, Paul is a saint. He's known as the greatest apostle of the Gentiles. And not only that, what he left for us is so enormous. He wrote about 12 letters of the scripture. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us always remember that it is not late, that the grace of God abounds. Let us think that, oh, that we are the worst sinners, that God cannot think about me, that God cannot allow me to use my talent to work for him. No. He is inviting all of us. God needs you. Let us pray in this Mass for the grace to always realize that there is something that God has put in us and we are supposed to give back. Because if we are able to give back, God will multiply that and we will enjoy the fruit of the multiplication. May we rise.